Shalom! Holy Scriptures and Israel is a ministry designed to share with the Jewish people the good news of the Lord Jesus, Yeshua the Messiah, and to instruct Christians on the Jewish roots of their faith. And now, teaching God's Word from a Hebrew Messianic perspective, here is Gideon Levitam.
We have Yohanan, John the Baptizer, the first witness, the first ed. Then we have the works that the Lord Jesus, the Messiah, have done. This is the second witness, the second ed. We have already two witnesses to prove that he was indeed sent from heaven to become the Redeemer, the Messiah. Well, we read of the third witness in verses 37 and 38. And so we read, "And the Father himself, which has sent me, hath borne witness of me. Ye have neither heard his voice at any time, nor seen his shape. And ye have not his word abiding in you, for whom he has sent, him ye believe not." So here's the third witness that the Lord Jesus, the Messiah, present before the spiritual leaders. The Father sent the Son, and he witnessed to the Son's Messiahship. He witnessed to the fact that the Lord Yeshua, Jesus, indeed is the promised one of God, that he is indeed the promised Redeemer. And you remember, we read in Matthew chapter 3 and verse 13, "Then cometh Yeshua from Galilee to the Jordan unto John to be baptized of him. But John forbade him, saying, I have a need to be baptized of thee, and comest thou to me? And Yeshua answered and said unto him, Suffer it to be so now, for thus it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness. Then he suffered him. And Jesus, Yeshua, went, when he was baptized, went up straight away out of the water, and lo, the heavens were open." Listen to this, beloved friend. "The heavens were open unto him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon him. And lo, a voice from heaven saying, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." Amazing. "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." Can you imagine? This is Matthew chapter 3 and the last verse of this chapter. In Hebrew it says, "Zebni yedidi asher ratziti bo." This is my beloved Son, in whom I found all my delight, in whom I am well pleased. This is so amazing, my dear friend. God himself gave a testimony to the fact that this is his beloved Son. This is his beloved Son. In Matthew chapter 17, we also read, in the first 8 verses, when the Lord Jesus, the Messiah, transfigured on that north mountain in Israel, most likely is Mount Hermon, and he was transfigured. His face did shine as the sun, and his raiment was white like light. We read, he was transfigured before Peter and James and John. And then, behold, there appeared unto them Moshe and Elijah, talking with him. Then answered Peter and said unto Yeshua, "Lord, it is good for us to be here. If thou wilt, let us make here 3 tabernacles, one for thee, and one for Moses, and one for Elijah, Eliyahu. And while he yet spake, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and behold, a voice out of the cloud, which said, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." And here we add the words, "Hear ye him." And you see, because the Lord Jesus, the Messiah, was transfigured, and they, in a sense, the disciples could see this kingdom to come, the Messianic kingdom, And the Messianic kingdom is represented by the Feast of Tabernacle prophetically. And therefore, Peter was so overwhelmed, he wanted the kingdom to come, the kingdom to come, the Messianic kingdom to be established, Israel restored, blessing to the world. And that's why Peter said, Lord, he said to him, look at this, here, let us make here three tabernacles, the Feast of Tabernacles, the kingdom is coming. One for you, one for Moshe, one for Eliyahu, because Moshe and Eliyahu will reign with the Messiah during the Messianic kingdom. Peter wanted to hasten the Messianic kingdom to come, but the Lord had to tell him, to teach him this important lesson. The father said, no, 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 it's not yet the Messianic kingdom. The Feast of the Tabernacles cannot come before the Feast of Passover will come. The Messiah, Jesus, had to be one that will die for the sin of this world, first of all, and become the Passover lamb before he will become the fulfillment of the Feast of Tabernacles. And that's why it said, the voice of the Father said, this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. And then he said, hear ye him. And what Yeshua said all along in the previous chapter, chapter 16, Yeshua said unto the disciples in verse 21, he said, I must go unto Jerusalem, and I must suffer many things of the elders and the chief priests and the scribes, and I must be killed and be raised on the third day. You see, Jesus, the Messiah, taught the disciples that he must first become the Passover lamb. He must fulfill the Passover feast that was prophetically speaking about himself to die and to be buried and to rise again. He could not go to the Feast of Tabernacles. He could not bring the kingdom before sin will be judged at the Feast of the Passover. And so the Father, Ha'abba, gave witness to the Son. And here we learn this in this wonderful passage here in the Gospel of John in chapter 5. And so, beloved brothers and sisters, so far, Yeshua the Messiah presented before the spiritual leaders of Israel this important fact, that upon two or three witnesses shall any matter be established. The first witness was John the Baptizer. The second witness was the works that the Lord Jesus, the Messiah, accomplished here on earth in his life. The third witness was God the Father, who declared, this is my beloved Son. And so he really fulfilled the requirement that was given to Israel by the law. In Deuteronomy chapter 19 and verse 15, one witness shall not rise up against a man for any iniquity or for any sin, in any sin that he sinneth, at the mouth of two witnesses or at the mouth of three witnesses shall the matter be established. Now you notice in Deuteronomy chapter 19 and verse 15, two or three witnesses had to be brought to the front in connection with sin and iniquity that anyone in Israel will do. But here we have the sinless one, the undefiled one, the one who did not sin, who knew no sin. In him there was no sin. And yet here he presenting three witnesses to prove that he was indeed the promised Mashiach, the promised one of Israel, God, the Son who became a man in order to provide redemption. But you see, as far as the spiritual leaders were concerned, he was sinning by violating the Shabbat. He was sinning by claiming to be equal with the Father. And therefore, they would want to punish him, but they have to bring two or three witnesses, which later on, two or three witnesses came forth who were false witnesses. But here the Lord himself providing three witnesses to the fact that he was indeed the Mashiach, equal with God, equal with the Father, and indeed the one that came from heaven. But now notice, there is one more witness that Yeshua presents before us in verses 39 to 47. And I tell you, this is so important, because in these verses we saw that he presented John, he presented the works, he presented God the Father, and now verses 39 to verse 47, he presents the Word of God, the Hebrew Scriptures. The Torah, Nevi'im, Ktuvim, the law, the writing, and the prophets. The scripture, the one that spoke concerning the Messiah. And here it is one of the most important things, that it is in the hand of the Pharisees and the Sadducees, the Bible, the Hebrew scripture was. In your hands, in my hands, we have the scriptures today. Paul said in Romans 10, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And the scripture says that importance of the word of God for any testimony concerning the coming Redeemer. And so in verse 39 to verse 47, the fourth and final witness is the word of God, the scriptures. And so we read in verse 39, notice how beautiful Yeshua is saying to them, search the scriptures. Search the scripture. Notice that. You need to search the scripture, he saying to the spiritual leaders of Israel. He said, in fact, he's telling them, you are searching the scripture because you think that in them you have eternal life. Okay. But these very same scriptures give witness to me. In Hebrew it says, atem dorshim me'al kitvei kodesh. You know, the word me'al, it is very customary, my dear friend, to pour yourself into the Word of God. When the Jewish people historically studied the Word of God, they were really pouring themselves, you might say, into searching the Scriptures, searching the Word of God. They wanted to know about the coming of the Messiah. They consistently were searching the Scripture again and again and again, seeking to find whether, when, and how the Messiah will come. And you see, this is amazing, because it is true that historically, the people of Israel searched the scripture, waiting to know how and when the Messiah will come. And that's why it is puzzling. Unless the Spirit of God opening one's eyes, no one will be able to understand the scripture. That's why the Spirit of God is essential to understanding of the Word of God. And so, I just want to read to you for a moment a verse or words that are found in the scripture concerning the searching of the scriptures throughout the ages by the people of Israel. If you notice, Peter wrote about this, and I will make a reference for that a little bit later. But you see, the Lord here is saying, you search the scripture, in them you say that you have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. He says in John chapter 5 and verse 39, and you can see that the scripture itself again and again testifying concerning the coming of the Messiah. Notice, for example, in Genesis 3 and verse 15, he is called the seed of the woman. In Exodus chapter 12 and verse 5, he was pointed to become the Lamb of God, as Isaiah 53 says, as a lamb he was led to the slaughter. In Exodus chapter 12 as well, in the earlier verses, the blood speaks about the blood of the Messiah. In Leviticus chapter 17, says the blood make an atonement for the soul. All these Hebrew scriptures that were given to us pointing to the Messiah, every sacrifice point to the Messiah, everything that is written in the Tanakh is pointing to the Messiah. In fact, in the book of Numbers, in chapter 24, he is called the star that will come out of Jacob. And in Deuteronomy chapter 18, he's called by Moses a prophet like unto me, God will raise form among you. You see, there was the searching of the scriptures that the people of Israel have done over the years that ought to have led them to recognize that Yeshua is the Messiah. And so he said, you search the scripture, in them you think that you have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. In verse 40 he says, but ye will not come unto me, that ye might have life. I receive not honor from men, but I know that ye have not the love of God in you. You see what happened, my dear friend, that this is where religion hardened the hearts. When our hearts are not tender, and when we are not submissive to the clear word of God, and we are even going through the motion, it becomes a religion. And what happened to the Pharisees, who began so well from the days of Ezra, who was a scribe, who wanted to write the law so the people of Israel will be able to understand and to submit to the word of God and to eventually come to recognize the Mashiach when he comes. But when there was a deviation from the simplicity of the word of God, there was a turning away. And what happened is that eventually Israel did not recognize that Yeshua was indeed the promised Messiah. And so the Lord had to say to them very sadly, he said, I know in verse 42 that ye have not the love of God in you. Verse 43, I am come in my Father's name, and ye receive me not. If another will come in his own name, him ye will receive. Now this is amazing, because Yeshua knew very well what's going to happen, that once Israel did not accept him at his first coming, there will be a time at the tribulation period that when there will be a false Messiah who will rise according to Daniel chapter 9, and he will make a covenant with the nation of Israel for 7 years during the tribulation days. And Israel initially will acknowledge, will accept him, make a covenant with him. And then he's continuing really to emphasize concerning that day that will come, and that this false Messiah whom Israel initially will make covenant with, he will rise up and he will claim that he is God, and he will reveal himself that he is not the true Messiah, that he is the false Messiah. And sadly, that false Messiah will persecute the Jewish people, and he will cause harm to the nation of Israel, and the persecution of the Jewish people during the tribulation period will be a terrible time. As Jeremiah said in Jeremiah chapter 30, calling it Jacob's trouble. And so Yeshua is here predicting this. I am come in my Father's name, and ye receive me not. If another shall come in his own name, not in the name of God, not in the name of God the Father, but he will come in his own name, him ye shall receive. In verse 44, it says, how can ye believe, which receive honor one of another, and seek not the honor that cometh from God only? You see what happened, beloved friend, in this verse 44, we learn of the fact that Yeshua pointing that when you seek honor from another and not from God, you will never be able to see the truth of God. You will never be able to understand. Today, you and I, my dear friend, if we seek honor for men and not honor from God, we will never be able to enjoy the things of God. We need to learn to take honor from God and not from men. My dear friends, you and I are in the same danger today as these Pharisees and Sadducees were in days of old. And so he continued, Yeshua, in verse 45, 46, and 47, as he concluding, presenting before the leaders, the fourth witness, which is the scripture. We read in verse 45, 46, and 47, do not think that I will accuse you to the Father. There is one that accuses you, even Moshe, in whom ye trust. For had ye believed Moses, ye would have believed me. Notice, for he wrote of me. But if ye believe not his, that is Moses' witness, this is the law through the law, how shall ye believe my words? And oh, how sad it is, my dear friend, that Israel, because of the leadership of the spiritual leaders, Israel at his first coming did not accept Yeshua the Messiah. And therefore now, for the last 2,000 years, our people are still scattered. The vast majority are still outside of the land. Israel has not yet enjoyed the promise that Yeshua wanted to bring the Messianic kingdom. And sadly, sadly, there is the waiting the final day of the tribulation, when at the end of it, Israel as a nation will accept Yeshua, Jesus, the Messiah. Let me read for you just a few verses from the last chapter of the Gospel of Luke. In verse 25 of Luke chapter 24, we read, "And he said unto them, O fools and slow of heart, to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Art not the Messiah, to have suffered these things, and to enter into his glory?" And notice what it says in verse 27. "And beginning at Moses," this is the law, the Torah, "and the prophet," this is from Isaiah to Malachi, from Yeshayahu to Malachi, to Malachi, "he expounded unto them in all the scriptures," here's the Hebrew scriptures, the Tanakh, "the things concerning himself." You remember what he said in John chapter 5? He said in verse 39, "You are searching the scripture, for in them ye think that ye have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me." Look at Luke chapter 24 and verse 44. Yeshua continued in the upper room in the city of Jerusalem to speak to the disciples after he showed them his hand and his feet after the resurrection. He said to these, you might say, joyful but then fearful disciples, who are really amazed that now they have the risen Mashiach in their midst in the city of Jerusalem. He said unto them in verse 44, "These are the words which I spake unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled which were written in the law of Moses," this is Torah Moshe, this is the law, "and in the prophets," this is the Nevi'im, the prophet, "and in the Psalms," this is in the Tehillim, in the writings, in the Ktuvim, "concerning me. Then open he their understanding, that they might understand the scriptures." Oh, my dear friend, you know, this is fascinating. This is really fascinating, because the people of Israel were waiting for the coming of the Messiah, but sadly, sadly, they did not recognize him as the Messiah. This is really sad, beloved friend, dear brothers and sisters. Sadly, and up till today, unless the Spirit of God opened their understanding and their eyes, no one will be able to understand who Yeshua the Messiah is. And I just want to read final verse that is found in the book of Peter, 1 Peter, the first epistle of Peter, chapter 1, and I'm going to close this. Notice what Shimon Petros said in his epistle when he was writing. He said in 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 10, he said, "Of which salvation the prophets," now these are the prophets of Israel, "the prophets have inquired, and they search diligently, who prophesies of the grace that should come unto you, searching what or what manner of time the Spirit of the Messiah, which was in them, did signify when it testified beforehand the sufferings of Christ," the suffering of the Messiah, "and the glory that should follow." You see this, beloved friend? You see this, beloved brothers and sisters? "Of which salvation The prophets have inquired and searched diligently who prophesied of the grace that should come unto you. Peter writing to these early Hebrews who reminded them that faith in Jesus the Messiah came to them because others in past history have spoken concerning the Messiah to come. It says they were searching, 1 Peter 1:11, what or what manner of time the Spirit of Christ, the Spirit of the Anointed One, the Mashiach, which was in them, did signify when he testified beforehand the sufferings of Christ, the suffering of the Mashiach, and the glory that should follow. You see, he must come first to suffer, becoming the Passover. And then he must come in a second time to become, fulfill the Feast of Tabernacles in the future day. And he will come in glory, that the time that is yet to follow in the soon coming day. May the Lord hasten that day. And the Messiah will come very, very soon and establish all that which he promised in his word. Well, my dear friend, what a wonderful passage this passage is. The fourfold testimony concerning the claims of our Lord Yeshua, Jesus the Messiah, that he was divine, that he was God, that he was equal with God the Father, that he was the Mashiach of Israel and the Savior of this world. Well, my dear brothers and sisters and dear friend, may God bless this word to encourage all of us, and may we be encouraged. May many who hear the word, who even hear this message, will come to know the Lord Jesus the Messiah, whom to know is eternal, eternal life. Well, God bless you, and I will say right now, Shalom, Shalom.
You have been listening to the Holy Scriptures and Israel with Gideon Levitam. Gideon teaches God's Word from a Hebrew messianic perspective. For more information about this ministry, write to Holy Scriptures and Israel, Box 1411, Niagara-on-the-Lake, Ontario, L0S1J0, or visit our website at holyscripturesandisrael.com. You are also invited to Gideon's weekly Bible teaching on Fridays at 11 a.m. and 7 p.m. and Saturdays at 1 p.m. at Willowdale Christian Assembly Hall, 28 Martin Ross Avenue in Toronto. Holy Scriptures and Israel is made possible by your prayers and financial support. If you would like to support the program, visit holyscripturesandisrael.com. God bless you. Shalom, shalom.